So, do you worship the Lord? The Lord. You know, he is not Lord, he is the Lord. I think that's an important thing to that confess, Lord. Makes it clear he's not one of the Lords, not one of the gods, but the Lord. And you need to underline that article, the, that the translators felt in the English language is the only one they can make it clear who we are worshiping. The Lord. He said, are there times you worship other than the Lord? We have to be honest. There are times when we worship even ourselves. You feel like, this I can handle. Where does God come in? Oh, this I can deal with. Oh, you only involve God in big things. So you have become like God yourself. You are the center. You serve yourself. You do only the things that are good according to you, not according to God. You have also become a Lord. But God wants you to know that worship is reserved not for anyone else except the Lord, the unique one. So you need to look at your life and find out, are there people, are there things that have taken the place of the Lord? Could be your car. If someone touches your car, you are willing to backslide and call them names. Could be your job. If somebody threatens your job, you are willing to compromise to protect it.